弟兄姊妹好。
Greetings, everyone.
感谢主，让我们在这个时候啊，还有这样好的环境，一起来敬拜主，来听主的话语。
We thank the Lord that we can still have such a great environment to gather and to hear His word.
今天我要继续来讲，我们这一年来所交通的信息，就是约翰巴摩海岛的意象。
Today I'll continue sharing the series of message that began from last year, which is the vision of John on the island of Patmos.
约翰是耶稣十二个使徒里面最后离开世界的这一位他所爱的门徒。
John is the beloved disciple of Jesus who was the last one to leave this world.
他被神重用的时间是在第一世纪的九十年代。
He was heavily used by the Lord toward the end of the first century in the 90s.
教会在地上的历史有六十年，已经有六十年之久。
Church has already existed in this world for about 60 years.
一个教会如果有六十年的历史，你能够想象，这个老一代的基本上就离开了。
You can imagine after a church has existed for 60 years, the first generation probably have already passed away.
教会进入第二代，甚至有第三代起来来服侍主。
And now the church is now being served by the second and third generations.
然后在那个时候，那个时候的皇帝窦米田是一个像尼禄一样的暴君，专门逼迫信耶稣的人。
And the emperor of the time was a tyrant who persecuted Christians.
所以教会面临很大很大的内忧与外患。
So there's a lot of inner struggle and also a lot of outward pressure on the church at the time.
你从约翰的意象，启示录的第二章、第三章七封信，你就可以知道。在当时在地上的教会有很好的也有很差的。
You can see from the seven letters to seven churches, there are some churches who were doing really well at the time, but some were struggling greatly.
那神有话语要对他的儿女来说。
And God has things to say to his children.
所以神就把这一个最后的这一个神的仆人他孤苦伶仃在一个巴摩海岛上面。
So God allowed the servant of God to be all alone by himself on the island of Patmos.
世人好像忘记了他。
It seems as if the people of the world have forgotten about him.
甚至教会的弟兄姐妹都想帮他也帮不到，因为他被放逐在海外。
Even the brothers and sisters within the church can't help him because he has been exiled.
但是神并没有忘记他所爱的仆人。
But God did not forget his beloved servant.
耶稣基督就把他要在这个末世如何把神的旨意带到这个地上？
Our Lord Jesus revealed to John how he will bring his kingdom into this world in this end time.
借着八个意象
through eight different visions,
一个一个来启示给他的仆人，叫他写下来，叫他传给众教会。
He revealed these to John and asked him to write it down to share it with the churches.
所以，如果今天我们想要知道神到底在这个末世做什么？
So today, if you really want to know what God's plan is for this end time,
这里八个意象就是神要怎么样完成他旨意的地图。
These eight visions is a great map to show us how God will accomplish His will.
或者说时间表。
Or a timeline.
让我们从他的意象里头，我们能够看出来神在这两千年的教会历史中，他要做什么工作。
Through these visions, we can see what God plans to do in the history of the church.
教会的明天是什么？
What tomorrow holds for the church?
我们每一个信徒的远景目标是什么？
What is our long-range plan and goal for each Christian?
如果我们对这本书有一个全面的了解。
If we have an overall understanding of this book,
今天我们对现在我们所面对的所有的难处，
then as you face many difficulties today in this day and age,
我们就心中有数，
you will understand.
世人惶惶不知所措，
many people in the world may be very afraid and frightened.
我们不知道下一顿饭在哪里，如果你失业的话，
if you're unemployed, you don't know where your next meal is going to come from.
如果你家人去世的话，你也不知道你的依靠在哪里，
if your family member passes away, you don't know who to rely on.
今天有许多的难处在我们的生活中，
all of our lives are filled with difficulties.
但是神告诉我们，
but God tells us,
当你看见这一切的事情发生在我们的周遭，
When you see these things happening around you,
我们可以挺身昂首。
You need to straighten up and lift your head.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们得数的日子 近了。
Because the day of your redemption is near.
所以这是圣经里面在这个时代对我们所有末世的基督徒最重要的信息。
This is the most important message to the Christians of this generation.
那我在过去把这一个启示录从第一个意象一个一个讲过来，今天我要讲的是第六个意象。
I've shared through many of the visions in Revelation already. Today I'll come to the sixth one.
那我们请打开今天我要讲的第六个意象的第四个部分，在启示录的第十九章。
And the portion we will share today within the sixth vision is in chapter 19 of Revelation.
我们要读是从第一节念到第十六节。
We will read from verse 1 to 16.
我读一节中文，然后我们姐妹读一节英文，我们轮流把这一段圣经念过来。
We will read from the pulpit one verse in Chinese and one verse in English.
请大家跟着看。
Please follow along.
此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说，哈利路亚。救恩、荣耀、全能都属乎我们的神。
Verse 2. Because his judgments are true and righteous, for he has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her.
又说，哈利路亚，烧淫妇的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。
And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who sits on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah.
有声音从宝座出来说，神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。
Then I heard something like a voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, that the Almighty reigns.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Then I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God.For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
我看看，见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的，称为诚信真实。他审判、征战，都按着公义。
His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself.
他穿着溅了血的衣服。他的名称为神之道。
And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses.
有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们，并要踹全能神烈怒的酒榨。
And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们再读马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音我们要打开25章。
Chapter
25. 我们要从第一节念到第十三节。
From verse 1 to 13.
也是一样，我跟我们翻译的姐妹轮流把这一段读完。
I will take turn reading from the pulpit.
25章第1节，那时天国好比十个童女，拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Verse 2, five of them were foolish and five were prudent.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
But the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps.
新郎迟延的时候。他们都打盹睡着了。
But at midnight there was a shout, Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him.
那些童女就起来收拾灯。
The foolish said to the prudent, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut.
娶的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。”
But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you."
啊，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。我们再看约翰福音三章二十八节。
Let's turn to John chapter 3, verse 28.
约翰福音三章二十八节、二十九两节圣经。
John chapter 3, verses 28 and 29.
好，这两节我要请大家来念。
Let's read this together.
Yeah, 中文、英文一起念。
Chinese and English.
来，我曾说，我不是基督，侍奉差遣在他面前，你们自己可以给我做见证。
But the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full.
好，我们圣经就读这么多。
We'll just read this much from the Bible for now.
这第六个意象在启示录里。
The sixth vision in Revelation.
它是从第叫做得胜的羔羊。
Is concerning the victorious lamb.
十七、十八、十九这三章圣经。
It encompasses chapters 17, 18, and 19.
对，第五个意象就是前面的两章讲什么呢？
The previous vision, the fifth,
讲到被提，
is concerning rapture.
讲到耶稣基督第二次来到这个地球来收割他的庄稼，
is concerning Jesus' second coming into this world and to harvest.
然后地上他收割的时候，地上就有七个碗倒下来。
While he was harvesting on this world, there would be seven bowls poured out.
他的教会，他的买赎的子民就被提到云上。
And his church, those who have been redeemed by him, are raptured to above the clouds.
这是第五个意象所看见的那个基督徒的荣耀的盼望，有一天要被提。
This is the fifth vision, this glorious hope for Christians one day to be raptured.
然后就讲到这个第六个意象呢。你在十七、十八所看见的是讲到巴比伦。
So and onto the sixth vision, what you see in chapter 17 and 18 is about the great Babylon.
也就告诉我们，在主回来的时候，地上的宗教要假冒基督的心腹。
It tells us that at the time of Jesus' second coming, there will be a religion on this earth, which falsifies itself to be like the bride of Christ.
对，但是这一个假冒的宗教，圣经叫它大淫妇。
But this false religion is what the Bible calls the great harlot.
这是第十七章所告诉我们的，叫奥秘在大巴比伦，是因为一个妇人骑在一个七角石头兽的身上作为一个代表。
And this false church is represented by this woman who's a great harlot who rides upon a beast.
那么这一个妇人同时到了第十八章呢，又告诉我们她是一个臣，是一个有政治力量的一个臣。
And this woman, when it comes to chapter 18, also represents a great city.
那么这个臣呢，充满着邪灵，充满着一切的败坏，还有财富。
And the city is filled with wealth and all kinds of corruption.
所以这个十七章也好，十八章也好，都来描述这个大巴比伦系统在这个地球上当主回来的时候那个情形。
So chapters 17 and 18 describe the system of Babylon and how it operates in this world at the time of Jesus' second coming.
而这个宗教却满了逼迫基督徒的血。
And this religion is filled with the blood of the saints that they persecuted.
在那个时代，许多的人因为不去拜那个兽，不愿意把自己的信仰放在人的身上，这个假基督、假先知的身上。
At that time, many people who do not, who are not willing to worship the beast, who are not willing to place their hope in the false prophet and false Christ.
这样，他们就做了寻道的人。
They were martyred for that reason.
对，这个是这个 第六个意象前面我所讲的这个部分。那今天我们就来看到了十九章。
This is the first portion of the sixth vision which I shared in the past.
那这一章圣经呢，你就看见我们刚刚念的这十六节圣经。
And today we come to chapter 19 of the first 16 verses we read.
你可以把它很简单的分成三个段落。
You can briefly break it into three portions.
从第一节到第六节是一段。
The first portion is from verse 1 to 6.
第二段从第七节到第十节。
The second portion is from verse 7 to 10.
最后从十一节到十六节。
And the last portion is from verse 11 to 16.
那么第一段讲什么呢？
And what does the first portion speak of?
你会发现第一段有四个哈利路亚。
There are four hallelujahs found in this first portion.
这是圣经里面，在我约翰告诉我们，他听见在天上有很大的声音喊哈利路亚。
This is John describing himself hearing a multitude of voices shouting hallelujah in heaven.
他们为什么喊哈利路亚呢？
Why were they shouting hallelujah?
我们刚刚念的，我不知道大家有没有注意。
I don't know if you noticed as we read earlier.
因为神的公义终于彰显了。
Because his judgment are righteous and true.
这一些所有不法的事情终于神来替他的子民伸冤了。
God exercised his judgment on all the unlawful things.
所以你注意第二节的时候，他说他的判断是真实公义的，因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇，并且向淫妇讨流泼人血的罪，给他们伸冤。
That's in verse 2. Because his judgments are true and righteous, for he has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her.
所以你在第一个哈利路亚的时候，你就可以看得出来，是因为神的公义要审判这一个大淫妇的罪。
So the first hallelujah is about God's judgment on this great harlot.
第二个 hallelujah,
the second hallelujah,
在第三节你去看的话
in verse 3,
你就会发现这个 hallelujah 说烧淫妇的烟往上冒直到永永远远。
This hallelujah is because her smoke rises up forever and ever.
意思是说这个烟，这个烧淫妇的烟要成为永远的一个记号。
Which means this smoke will become a symbol.
到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
就是说这个神的公义要向这个世界来表明。
Which means that the righteousness of God will be demonstrated and proclaimed in this world.
所有的这一些不法，所有的这一些不义的事。
All the unlawful and unrighteous things.
许多的基督徒因为要持守耶稣基督的见证。
Many Christians, because they want to uphold the testimony of Jesus,
他们不违背他们的信仰，不违背他们的良心。
They do not want to feel shame on their conscience.
他们被冤屈，他们被诬告。
They were falsely accused.
他们甚至失丧了他们的家产，还有失丧他们的性命。
They may even have lost everything they owned or even their own lives.
为他们的信仰付上重大的代价。
For their faith, they paid a great price.
这个时候，神的公义为他们彰显。
At this time, God's righteousness was avenging for them.
所以这是第二个哈利路亚。
This is the second hallelujah.
第三个哈利路亚就看到是另外一群了，就是24个长老跟四活物。
Third hallelujah, as we see a different crowd, the 24 elders and four living creatures.
是天上的这些天使们在那里唱 hallelujah.
These hallelujahs were sung by the heavenly hosts.
Hallelujah 什么意思？
What does hallelujah mean?
小字有讲。
There's a small words that explains it.
第一节里面有解释。
In verse 1, explains it.
Hallelujah 就是要赞美耶和华的意思。
It means praise the Lord.
这一句话，我想不管是中文、英文、希伯来文、希腊文都是一样。
I think this phrase sounds exactly the same, whether in Chinese or English.
将来到天上去的时候，不用中文，也不用英文，都要用哈利路亚。
One day when you go to heaven, you will not be using Chinese or English, but you can still say hallelujah.
对。要赞美神
Praise the Lord.
而且是大声的喊赞美他
You can shout with a loud voice, Hallelujah.
你因为你是心被恩感。
Because your heart has been moved by His grace.
这个敬拜不但蒙恩的人要敬拜他，天使众天使也要敬拜他。
This worship is not only by all of us people who received His grace, but by all the heavenly hosts too.
不但为着他的公义审判敬拜他，赞美他。
Not only do we worship Him, thank Him because of His righteous judgments.
到第四节的，到第六节的时候，第四次的时候讲到哈利路亚。
In verse 6, when we come to the fourth hallelujah,
他说：“因为主，我们的神，全能者，做王了。”
We sing hallelujah because the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
这一个是历世历代圣徒所盼望的，耶稣坐上万王之王的宝座。
This is the hope for all Christians all through generations is when the Lord is seated on the throne.
今天我们还不见这位比天使微小的耶稣坐宝座。
Today we don't
掌王权，管理一切。
We don't quite see Jesus reigning above all things and in control of all things.
是耶稣坐在天上的宝座，管理天上一切的事。
It is true that Jesus is seated on the throne in heaven and controls all things in heaven.
今天地上的人，地上的政府。并 不承认耶稣基督的王权。
But today the people of the world, the government of the world, do not recognize Jesus as the king.
但是现在当进入这一个情况的第十九章的时候，到第六个意象的时候，也是第七号的时候，这件事实终于不再是理论，而是一个真实的事实。
But this principle of Jesus as king is no longer just a doctrine, but becomes a reality when it comes to the sixth vision, which is also the seventh trumpet.
所以神的话是很清楚，老早老早在事情没有发生之前，先预告给所有信他的人。
So God has already proclaimed his plan to all people before anything has ever happened.
那你到第三段的时候，从十一节以后，你就看到。他之所以能够坐上宝座，因为他征战得胜。
And in the third portion from verse 11 to 16, you'll see that the reason Jesus is able to be on the throne is because he has won the battle.
他是终于的把他的仇敌打败了。
He finally has defeated his enemy.
他把那只龙，你在二十章往下读的时候，那个龙就被关在无底洞里一千年。
Later, you'll see in chapter 20, this dragon will be cast into the abyss.
然后另外还有两个很重要的人物，就是那个兽与那一个应该是这样讲，那个七头十角兽跟那一个说看起来像羊羔，说话像龙的那个兽，就是一个是敌基督，一个是假先知，也被这一位耶稣基督他再来的时候，把他们两个就活活的丢到地狱里头去。
Two other characters, which was two beasts, one represents the false prophet, the other representing the false Christ, will also be cast into the abyss.
这都是在这段圣经里面宣布的。
This is all proclaimed to us in these chapters.
所以这个哈利路亚是因为圣徒们、天使们看见羔羊终于得胜了。
So hallelujah is sung because the saints and the hosts in the heavenly places saw that our Lord Jesus has won the battle.
对，那么在这个第六个意象里头，耶稣基督一面是得胜的君王。
On one hand, we see in the sixth vision that our Lord Jesus is the victorious king.
我今天要讲的重点是在下面这个点。
But my focus today is on the next point.
因为第七节说。
Because verse 7 it says.
我们要欢喜。快乐。
Let us rejoice and be glad.
为什么欢喜快乐呢？
Why are we rejoicing?
因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
Because the marriage of the Lamb has come.
这个是我今天讲到的题目。
This is the topic for my message today.
在我刚刚讲这么多的背景之下，要衬托出来。
Underneath all the background that I just gave you.
今年起码上半年我们教会有两件喜事要来。
We have two good news in our church this year, at least the first half of this year.
站在我旁边的这位姐妹三月就有她的婚礼要来到。
I'm getting married in March.
对。所以我们都很 要与他一起快乐 3月21号 假设你还不知道的话
In case you don't know, it's on the 21st
然后到了4月 又有一个好消息
And we have another big news in April
Kathy Lee 也要结婚
Our sister Kathy Lee is getting married
唯一的遗憾她是结婚在纽约 不在这里
The only unfortunate thing is she's getting married in New York
她7月会回来 要办一个reception
And she will come back in July Have a reception to share her joy with all of us
所以 我们都很替我们教会长大的这些青年们欢喜快乐，因为他们有一个归属。
And we rejoice for these young people who have grown up in this church, for they have found a home for themselves.
所以我们教会应该是非常有喜气洋洋。
So it should be a joyful time for our church.
这些是我们人生中快乐的时光。
These are happy times in our lives.
对吧? 金榜题名时, 洞房花烛夜。
Graduations and weddings.
Right. Got it. 可是, 地上的婚姻,
But the marriages in this world
是在时间的范畴里头,
are limited by time.
你结婚的时候听, 证婚的牧师最后的宣告是 Till death we part.
So as part of the vow that the pastor will have you repeat is this marriage lasts until death do us apart.
对不对? 到死的时候这个婚姻就结束了。
And when you die, this marriage comes to an end.
就正如约翰福音里面 耶稣做第一个神迹的时候 你记得他是在什么场合吗?
And remember the first miracle Jesus performed, remember where it was done?
迦拿的婚宴, 对吧?
It was during a wedding season.
所以你会发现, 耶稣在他开始出来传道, 他所行的第一个神迹, 是出现在一个婚礼上面。
So the first miracle Jesus performed was done during a wedding feast.
那个婚礼, 有一个, 在这个快乐的场合, 有一件叫做遗憾的事。
There was one unfortunate thing that happened during that wedding.
四个字, 酒用尽了。
They ran out of wine.
请人家喝喜酒，酒没有了。
You ask people to come to this reception party, but you don't have any wine to serve.
这四个字很说明在地上人的快乐。
This particular circumstance describes the joy we experience in this world.
对不对? 世上所有的事情都是有它的快乐，可是不能持久。
There are happy things we may experience in this world, but the problem is they don't last.
对吧? 否则为什么叫蜜月呢？只有一个月。
Why otherwise honeymoon it wouldn't be just a month or well in Chinese it's like
honeymoon. So
the unfortunate thing for the things of the world is that they last only for a short time.
但是你不要忘记那个故事那个神迹有它一个大的转机。
But remember that during that miracle, there's a big turning point.
那个转机就是耶稣使水变了酒。
That is when Jesus caused the water to turn into wine.
然后那个管宴席的就说了一句很重要的话。
And the person who was in charge of the party said something very important.
好酒留在后头。
He said, why do we keep the good wine toward the end?
对不对? 是一个平淡无奇的水, 它可以变成持续不衰的好酒。
This water, this bland water, can be turned into the best wine.
那么这个代表什么呢?
What does that represent?
代表在耶稣的工作的里头,
It represents that in the work of Jesus,
他要把人的有限,
He will turn the limits of a human being
带进神的无限,
into God's unlimitedness.
要把人的这个, 非常的尴尬的, 快乐能够带到真正永恒的快乐里头去。
He will turn into men's joy, which can sometimes end in regret or awkwardness, into an everlasting joy.
好，这件事情只有耶稣办得到。
This is something that only Jesus can do.
这件事情能够成功，有一个条件。
This thing can be successful only based on one thing.
他不但要临到，你要邀请他到你的婚姻。
First of all, you have to have Jesus at your wedding reception.
做客还不够。
It's not enough that he's just a guest.
你还得让他做什么?
You have to allow him to
做主。
To be the Lord.
他能够在这个婚姻中做主，他能够有权柄说话。
If he can be the Lord of this party, then he has the party. He has the power to speak.
如果我们能够照着他的话，不管合理也好，不合理也好，我们去顺服，去执行。
And if we can do what Jesus tells you to do, whether it's logical or not,
那你就看见神迹就会发生。
Then you'll see miracles happening.
所以，那么今天你会发现，整个的圣经从旧约第一章创世纪，一直讲到这个圣经第六十六卷书启示录，你会发现它有一个稀奇的一条线。
You discover that from the very first book of the Bible to the very last book of the Bible, there is one thread that connects all of them.
你发现是什么呢？
And what is that thread?
在第一章你看见的就是人类的开始是一个婚姻。
In the first, in the very beginning of Jesus' time, you see that there is a wedding.
对吧？神造男造女。
On the very beginning of time, God created man and woman.
这是整个圣经的开始。
This is the beginning of the Bible.
然后现在我们来到第十九章了。
And now we've come to the 19th chapter of the last book.
这本圣经马上就要结束了。
We've come to almost the very end of the Bible.
它又让我们看见什么？
Here we see
一个婚礼。
Another wedding.
所以整个在神的旨意里头是要告诉我们，我们在神所有的创造里面，他有男有女，有阴有阳，他隐藏着一个神的秘密。
So we see that throughout the Bible, this creation of man and woman has hidden behind it God's mystery.
这个秘密是什么？
And that mystery is.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
就是指着基督与教会说。
That is the relationship between Christ and His church.
这是以弗所书第五章。
That's in Ephesians chapter 5.
你可以回家看。
You can go home and read it.
或者你三月来参加他的庆典的时候，大概也可以听到这段圣经。
Or you can hear the same message probably during some wedding ceremonies.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神有一个旨意。
So God has a will.
这个旨意是什么？
And what is that will?
就是他要为他的儿子预备一个新妇。
That is, he will find a bride for his son.
这是宇宙中最大的秘密。
This is the greatest mystery in the universe.
而这个秘密跟你跟我都有关系的。
And yet, this mystery has to do with each one of us.
所以在这边他告诉我们说，要快乐。
That's why the Bible tells us to rejoice and be glad.
你要知道第十九章的前面十八章啊，就毫无快乐。
If you read earlier in chapter 18, you find that there is no joy in it at all.
你在十八章看见的都是哀哉哀哉哀哉哀哉，悲哀眼泪。
There were tons of woes and tears and sadnesses in chapter 18.
有没有？你去有多少人读过十八章
？If you read 18, you would know.
你没有读过的话，今天回家你来读读十八章。
If you haven't, go home and read it.
他告诉你有很多东西你千万不要再买了。
It tells you to not to buy many things anymore.
你再买的话，你要遗憾终身了。
If you keep buying things, you'll regret it.
我们很喜欢 on sale 大买啊。
So stop going to sales.
那么他说你不能再买了。
So it tells us to stop buying.
因为你买这些玩意儿的结局就是哀哉哀哉哀哉哀哉。
If you own more things, the more you feel woeful about it.
现在买股票跟买那个房地产的人通通在哀哉啊，套牢了。
You probably hear woes from all those people who accumulated stocks or accumulated real estate.
对对对对，我们所有那个什么 IRA 什么 401k 都在哀哉哀哉。
And you, as you look at your statements for your IRA and your 401k, you probably seeing the same thing as well.
现在哀哉还好，因为你损失大概是30%-50%之间。
You probably don't quite feel so woeful about it because you probably have only lost 30%-50%.
对，已经够悲哀了。你再往这边十八章来读的时候，它叫一时之间铜铺变成零。
In chapter 18, it tells you at that point, in a flash of eye, you lost everything.
对，到那一天的时候，这些东西只能贴在墙上做壁纸用。
On that day, those stock certificates can only be wallpapers for you.
对。 但是你会发现18章的哀哉到19章就是哈利路亚。
So you see quickly from chapter 18, the woes turn into hallelujah in chapter 19.
对，这个选择权，是你我自己决定。
You and I have that power to decide, to choose.
到底是唱哀歌呢，还是唱喜乐的歌呢？是阁下决定的。
Do you want to feel woeful about everything, or do you want to rejoice and be glad? That's your choice.
这个事情不是说是上帝安排的，是你自己怎么样来选择。当你听见神预告将来要出现的事情，我们到底选哪一条路，选择哪一个方向，是你自己决定的。
The choice of which direction you take once you've heard God's prophecy concerning the future is yours, whether you choose to be woeful or be joyful.
对，所以这一阵子我无论到哪里去传道。
So recently, regardless of where I go to share messages,
我都要把这个话摆在各地弟兄姊妹的面前。
I want to present these words in front of churches in everywhere.
因为这是非常现实的问题。
Because this is very, very current.
那么，在这段19章这个意象里头，我们一个很重要的一件事情就是说，我们要欢喜快乐。
So the important message in chapter 19 is to rejoice and be glad.
怎么样欢喜快乐呢？
How do you rejoice and be glad?
那你注意他讲，他说你一定要把它写下来，这句话是真实的。
And God told John to write this down because it's so true.
对不对？第九节，天使吩咐我说，你要写上啊。
In verse 9.
啊，我们一起念，写上这哪一句话很重要啊？凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。
Then the angel said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb."
啊，又对我说，这是神真实的话。
And he said to me, "These are the true words of God."
所以你今天什么都，我今天讲你都可以忘掉哈，这句话不要忘掉。
You can forget everything I said today, but don't forget this.
因为这句话是重要的话。
This is because this is important.
重要在哪里呢？
It's important because.
凡被请赴羔羊宴席的有福了。
Because blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
我们一起说话，一起说好，背一背，好不好？
Let's try to memorize this.
凡被请赴羔羊婚宴的有福了。
Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
哎，什么是羔羊的婚宴呢？
And what is the marriage supper of the Lamb?
羔羊是谁呢？
And who is the lamb?
第一个为我们做见证提到看那神的羔羊，那一位叫什么名字？
And who was the first one who proclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God"?
施洗约翰。
John the Baptist.
对吧？施洗约翰在约翰福音第一章，他就很明确的指出来说，在你们中间有一个人，他与众不同。
John the Baptist, in the first chapter of John, pointed out that there is one person among you who is different.
他叫有一个名字叫做神的羔羊。
He has this name, which is the Lamb of God.
羔羊干嘛的？
And what does the Lamb do?
除去世人罪孽。
To take away the sins of the world.
这是耶稣基督到地上来的第一件事情。
This is the first thing that Jesus will do.
第一个使命。
The first commission.
要把人类的罪，没有人能够解决的这个大难题。
To take away sin, this great problem of sin.
今天人类最大的问题就是我们生于罪中，长于罪中，最后要死于罪中。
The biggest dilemma we face today is that we were born into sin and we grow up in sin and one day we will die in sin.
你知道这次为什么有金融海啸吗？
Do you know why we have such an economic tsunami recently?
八年前在911纽约世贸大厦，19个人开架两架飞机把它撞垮。
8 years ago, we had this tragedy of 9/11 that happened to the World Trade Center.
那个时候股票固然大跌，但是银行没有崩盘呢。
At that time, there's a fall in stock values, but the banks had not failed.
这一次跟上一次截然不同。
But this time it is different.
这一次不但股票大跌，而且整个的金融体系崩盘，银行倒闭。
Not only do we have a fall in stock prices, but we have a collapsing of the banking system and failures of banks.
前两天，一个 CNBC 的记者访问这个 Greenspan。
There was an interview of Alan Greenspan a couple of days ago on CNBC.
因为这整个的事情跟他有关系的。
Because he feels that this whole situation has something to do with Alan Greenspan.
在那个谈话的里头，最后一句。
In that interview, there's the last question.
记者说，为什么造成这一次整个美国的经济崩盘，而世界跟着崩盘呢？
The interviewer asked, what caused this fall in the U.S. economic system, and how does it bring down the rest of the world?
你知道 Greenspan 说什么吗？
And what was Greenspan's answer?
一个字。
He had one word, greed.
就是人的贪心。
The greediness of human beings.
这些人都是全佼佼者，都是掌金融大权的佼佼者 ，top notch。
Those people who are in charge of our economy are the cream of the crop。
都是各个名校的 MBA 毕业出来的能干的大经理。
They hold MBAs from Ivy League schools。
可是今天搞到所有的人一起倒霉啊
！But they have brought down everybody to suffer with them。
对吧？原因只有一个字，就是 greed。
The reason is greed.
人的贪心。
Greediness of this human being.
圣经说，贪心就跟拜偶像一样。
The Bible said greed is like worshiping idols.
拜偶像有什么了不起？拜偶像在神的眼中是最大的罪。
And worshiping idols is the greatest sin in our
eyes. 你知道人为什么拜偶像吗
？Do you know why people worship idols?
偶像这个字就叫 projection， 就是投影出去。
The word idol means projection.
你希望有什么，你就投影出去，你把那个当作神。
You project your hope and your desires onto this idol, and that becomes your god.
你喜欢吃，就你拜灶神爷。
If you like to eat, you worship the kitchen god.
你喜欢房子，你就拜土地公。
You like to have real estate, so you worship the land god.
那你说这两样我都不喜欢，我最喜欢钞票，那个叫做财神爷。
Of course, if you like money, there is a money god.
对吗？这些就成为人类在追逐的东西。
These become your pursuit.
把假的神当作真的神来拜。
You worship a false god as if he's a real god.
今天整个地球上最聪明的人在那里追逐的是什么？
And these smartest people in this world, what were they pursuing after?
财富
Wealth
权力
Power
名地位
Position
这些追逐的最后的结果是什么
And what was the result of their pursuit?
就是整个的经济崩盘
The collapse of our economic
system 整个的制度解体
the failure of the system
今天没有人能够真正能够把现在到底怎么样解决问题真正提出解决的方案，奥巴马也不行啊！不要把梦放在他身上啊
！Nobody has quite figured out how to overcome the mess that we have created. Not even our President Obama has really a true idea.
你又是另外一个新的偶像，以为这个偶像可以解决人类的问题。
Do not put your hopes on him as if he's an idol who can help you with the situation.
真正的答案只有解铃还在系铃人呢、啊。
The true answer is the person who can solve the problem is the one who had thought up the problem first.
这个西陵人乃是造我们的神。
The person who thought up this problem is our God.
他创造人类，他可以拯救人类。
He created the human race. He can save the human race.
耶稣基督是神的羔羊，是他来解决人类真正犯罪的根，那个罪的根的问题。
And our Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God. He is the person who can solve the root problem of human beings.
但是解决罪也不过是消极的，把那个消极的因素除掉。
He dealt with the problem of sin, but that is still a passive solution.
使徒约翰还介绍耶稣有两个身份。
And John the Baptist introduced Jesus as having two other characters.
第二个介绍是什么
？The second introduction is.
我是用水给你们施洗，他要用圣灵给你们施洗。
That I, John the Baptist, will baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
所以今天神的工作 第一步是把我们从罪里面被释放出来。
The work of God, and the first step is to save us from sin.
第二步，那是要经历圣灵的洗，把我们洗成一个身体。
The second step is for us to undergo the baptism of the Holy Spirit so we can be baptized into one body.
今天我不花时间讲这个，我以前讲过。
I'm not going to focus on that today.
总而言之，神要在这个地上把他拯救的人，不单单是一个一个从这个世界救出来。
Basically, God is not just saving each one of us individually from the world.
他要把这每一个被拯救、宝血买赎的重价买回来的宝贝，把它洗成一个身体。
He'll take all these precious treasures that He saved from the world and baptize all of us into one body.
你如果要去看，你就去看，哥林多前书第十二章十二节。
You can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
这个身体就是叫做他的教会。
And this body is His church.
这个教会是神在地上所做的工。
And this church is the work of God on earth.
然后使徒约翰又做了第三个见证。
And John the Baptist's third testimony concerning Jesus is.
那就是我们刚刚最后读的一段圣经。
It's the passage we read earlier.
他说
，In John,
我的角色是新郎的朋友。
He said, "My role is that of a friend of the bridegroom."
他来干嘛
？What is he doing?
他来为他自己找一位新娘。
He has come to find a bride for himself.
因为他是新郎。
Because he is the bridegroom.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters.
福音真正的目的是要带进这一位新郎。
The purpose, the true purpose of the gospel is to bring in this bridegroom.
这是神从第一章圣经开始一直讲到现在启示录最后一章。
This is something God has been talking about from the very beginning of the Bible to the very end.
也就是说，神在地上，你要问为什么他要造人。
If you ever ask what is God's purpose for creating people?
因为神里面有一个属性，神就是爱。
Because there is a characteristic in God that is love.
爱一定要有一个什么对象。
Love needs a counterpart.
对不对？你有这个爱，你不能说我爱，可是没有对象。
You can't just say I have love, but you don't have anybody to share.
那神爱的对象是什么呢
？Now who is the object of God's love?
他说神爱人。
God loves the world, the people.
所以神的爱要投影。在人的身上
God wants to project His love onto us.
所以他在人身上就有一个很荣耀的旨意
So He has founded this glorious will in us.
那人今天就要知道最后的终局神要把我们在这个地上的时候先建立成一个教会
So you know that God's will is to put all these people together that He has saved into a church
活在这个生命的里头
To live in this reality of this life
本来是一个婴儿的 baby
We grow from a little baby state
然后要慢慢长大成为满有基督的身量
We mature and grow into the stature of Jesus
然后就可以提到这个婚姻
Then you have a part in this wedding feast.
所以当我们讲到这个婚姻的时候
When we speak of the wedding supper
羔羊的婚宴
The wedding supper of the lamb
那是一个什么场合呢
What kind of environment is it in?
那一天当当当当前面出来绝对不是一个三岁的婴孩抱着奶瓶这样子进场
When you hear the wedding march it's not a little baby holding a bottle entering
嗯那个叫做花童对吧
She can probably only be a flower girl.
Q 很 Q， 她最多是花童，永远没有资格做什么新娘。
The toddlers are cute; they can be flower girls, but they're not qualified to be the bride.
对吧
？Right.
但是这里说，因为第七节，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，下面说什么？新妇也自己预备好。
Verse 7, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, his bride has made herself ready.
看到没有？这里是讲到有一批人预备好了。
It tells us that there's a group of people who has made themselves ready.
这个预备好有两个方面。
There are two aspects to this being ready.
一个是生命。
One is your life.
本来是幼小，现在长大了，
you have to
长成熟了。
Grow from,
这是第一个好。
You have to be ready because you have to grow from a little baby state into a mature person.
这是每一个基督徒要知道的。
And that is something each Christian must know.
所以你信耶稣之后有没有追求长大成人呢？
So it's important to ask yourself, after you believe in Jesus, have you pursued this life? Have you grown?
什么叫做属灵的 baby 呢？
What is a spiritual baby?
圣经告诉我们，吃奶的就是 baby。
The Bible tells us those who still feed upon milk is a baby.
吃奶好不好？
Is it good to feed upon milk?
啊，好啊。
It's good.
谁不喜欢吃奶？
Who doesn't like milk?
只有少数人。Allergic.
A few who are allergic to milk.
啊。但是属灵的奶是必须喝的。
But you need to first have spiritual milk.
这个彼得前书第二章告诉我们，我们信主以后就好像出生的婴孩喝牧奶，这是很正常的。
In First Peter chapter 2 it tells us that it is natural and it's reasonable to crave milk as a newborn Christian.
稀奇的是很多的基督徒受完浸以后就不见了。连喝奶的情形都没有。
What's abnormal is that a Christian after he's baptized, he just disappeared. He doesn't even drink milk anymore.
这是很遗憾的事。
And that's very unfortunate.
但是吃奶不能吃一辈子。
But you can't just live on milk for the rest of your life.
对吧？嗯，两三岁一两岁你吃奶很 Q 很好，大很正常。
If you're a year or two years old, it's normal and natural to drink milk.
如果你儿子十岁了二十岁还在抱个奶瓶， something wrong.
If your son is 10 or 20 years old and he still holds a bottle, there is something wrong with him.
对不对？做妈妈的要愁死，我这个儿子怎么永远长不大？
It's very sad for a parent to have a child like that who never grows up.
今天的难题在这里。
Today's problem is this.
很多的基督徒。
Many Christians.
信主十年二十年三十年。
They've become a Christian now for 10, 20, or even 30 years.
还在抱奶瓶。
They're still holding a bottle.
不会吃干粮。
They've not yet tried solid foods.
这句话不是我讲的。
I didn't say this.
我们打开来看。哥林多前书。
This is in 1 Corinthians.
第三章
First Corinthians chapter
3 第一节
Verse 1
第二节
Verse 2
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话不能把你们当作属灵的，只能把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ.
我用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那是你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able.
因为你们乃是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争。这岂不是属乎肉体照着世人的样子行吗？
For you are still fleshly, for since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men?
所以什么叫做婴孩？
So what is an infant?
就是我们一直停留在吃奶的阶段，没有能够吃饭。
That is someone who has stayed on the stage of milk drinking and yet not able to move on to solid food.
也就是说，基督徒一直活在属肉体的光景里头。
Meaning a Christian who still lives in a fleshly state.
他只是体贴肉体而活着，没有像罗马书第八章所说的体贴圣灵。
A Christian who is still setting his mind on fleshly things yet have not set his mind on spiritual things.
信了主十年二十年，还是我行我素。
A Christian who has been a Christian for 10, 20 years and still live according to his her own desires.
从来没有好好的学背十字架舍己跟随主。
Have not learned the lesson of carrying a cross, forsaking oneself and following Jesus.
对付己，对付肉体。
You have not yet dealt with your flesh.
你如果一辈子没有这样子在主面前的学习，你永远是照保罗的话，是属肉体的。
If you don't learn that lesson, you will always be fleshly, according to Paul.
也就是属灵的婴孩。
And also a spiritual infant.
这种人就不叫做心腹预备好了， 因为你还在小 baby 的阶段。
Those people are not ready to be the bride because they're still in infant stage.
所以你没有办法参加什么，啊，羔羊的婚礼。
So you would not be able to participate in the wedding supper of the Lamb.
这是从生命来看。
This is from the life aspect.
第二。
Secondly.
我们读十九章。
Chapter 19, Revelation.
他说第八节。
Verse 8.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
He was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
刚刚我们的弟兄，我们的诗班在我们唱，在献诗的时候，他们也唱到婚姻这件事情，有没有？
In a song we shared, the choir shared earlier, is also speaking of a wedding.
我不知道他们怎么会唱到这个诗，我没有跟他串好，所以今天我要讲这个题目。
I didn't tell them this is going to be my topic today. They just happened to choose that song.
这是圣灵做的。
It's really the Spirit's working.
这个诗歌里面告诉我们，我们有义袍，是吧？
In the song they shared, it tells us that we have the garments of righteousness.
义袍。跟现在这件白衣一样不一样
Is the robe of righteousness the same as this fine linen that's described here?
啊，在点头啊。浪子回家的时候得爸爸给他什么？
When a prodigal son returned, what did the father give him?
一个戒指戴上。
He gave him a ring.
对不对？一个肥牛犊宰了。
He killed a fat
还有呢
an ox,
一件上好的袍子给他披上
and he put on his son a fine robe.
这是浪子回家得到的三个礼物爸爸给的
These are the three presents the prodigal son received from his father.
这就告诉我们每一个我们本来都是浪子
It just tells us that each one of us we're all prodigal sons.
对吗有一天我们回到父神的家
And one day we return to the Father's house.
我们像浪子一样说我们不配我们你只要帮我当雇工但是父赦免我们的罪接纳我们
We say as the prodigal son did we're not worthy you can treat us as servants but our Father receives us as sons
戒指说到他的地位
The ring speaks of his position
啊，那一个肥牛犊啊，代表的那一个耶稣基督的救赎的代价。
The fattened ox represents the price of salvation that Jesus paid.
那件袍子代表什么呢
？And what does that fine robe represent？
那件袍子是加拉太书第四章告诉我们的披戴基督。
The robe is what's described in Galatians chapter 4 when it says you put on Jesus.
那叫做基督是我们的义。
Meaning that Jesus is your righteousness.
所以我们回家的时候，我们因信就称义。
So when we return home, we are justified by our faith.
这个我们基督徒都明白的。
This is something each Christian understands.
请问阁下做了什么事呢
？Is there anything that you've done to deserve this?
你花了多少钱
？How much did you pay for this?
你做了几件功德来换？
What good things did you do in exchange?
没有，叫白白的称义。
Nothing, you receive it freely.
你既没花钱，你也没立功。
It doesn't cost you money or works.
对不对？
Right?
全都是神白白赐给我们，我们只说信。
This is freely given to you as long as you say I believe.、
这个是神白白给我们。
This is God gave. This is a free gift from God.、
但是 no free lunch.
But there is no such thing as a free lunch.
我们白白谁出代价
We freely receive it. Who paid the price?
父赔上儿子
Our father gave up his son.
对不对？子赔上他自己的性命
And the son gave up his life.
所以对着神来讲，他真叫做倾家荡产了
To God, he gave up his all.
对不对？来换买我们这些人
In order to purchase people like us.
所以我们是白白称义的。
So we are justified by faith freely.
这没有问题。
That's not a problem.
但是你现在来到这里了。
But when you come to this point,
就讲到我们要参加羔羊的婚姻的时候，你得有一件叫做白的细麻衣。
It says, in order to participate in this marriage supper of the Lamb, you have to have for yourself a fine linen.
而这个细麻衣它的解释是什么呢？
And how is this fine linen described?
注意看，是圣徒所行的义。
This fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以这不是耶稣是我们的义，是讲圣徒所行的义。
So this is not talking about putting on Jesus, putting on his righteousness, but the righteous acts of the saints.
这里讲的是什么真理呢？
What is this speaking of?
就是雅各书的真理。
That's the truth found in James.
他说信心如果没有行为，你的信心是死的。
James says, faith without works is dead.
对不对？虽然我们的得救不是凭行为。
It's true that you're saved not because of your deeds.
但是你信主之后，
But after you believe,
你跟随主的这一段日子里头直到见主，
In the days that you followed him until you see him,
不管是五年、十年、二十年，我不知道每一个人时间不一样。
Every one of us have different time frames.
神要问你一句话，
God will ask you this,
我给你这么多的恩典，
I've given you all this grace.
你行了什么义？
What righteous deeds have you done?
因为主耶稣他回来的时候，他要对他的仆人算账，记得吗？
Because remember Jesus said when he returns, he will settle accounts with his servants.
给你一千，你要回来交多少？两千。
If he gives you
one talent,
you have to return two.
给你两千，你回来要交多少？
If he gives you two talents, you have to return to him four.
给你五千呢？
If he has given you five talents,
你回来要交一万。
You have to return to him ten.
这叫做算账。
This is what it means to settle account.
这个不是称义不称义的问题了。
It's not a matter of whether you're justified by your faith.
这是你怎么用神给你的恩典，你到底做了什么。
It's a matter of what have you done with the gifts God's given you.
这是我今天最急的事情。
This is something that I'm most eager about.
就着耶稣是我们的义来讲，我们都得到了，因为白白的。
We've all received his righteousness and that is free.
但是今天基督徒各个教会的问题是，到底所有信主的基督徒，主回来的那一天，神要向我们算账的时候，你那个行的义有没有东西可以交给主？
But the problem facing each Christian and all the churches is with the day when Jesus returns and he settles accounts with you, what have you done with what he has given you?
那一件就用很代表的话语叫做洁白的细麻衣。
And that is your fine linen.
对不对？所以每一个婚礼的时候，新娘进场的时候都是穿着一件白的礼服，对不对？
That's probably why wedding gowns are always in white.
那都是有圣经的根据的理由的，它要代表在那一天我们见主参加婚礼的时候，我们有没有这一件细麻衣。
There is biblical principles behind it. It also tells us, do you have this fine linen on the day that you attend the marriage supper of the Lamb?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
参加羔羊婚宴的，我们说什么？
When you attend the marriage supper of the Lamb,
有福了。
You are blessed.
但是两件事你要预备。
But there are two things you have to ready yourselves for.
第一，
One,
什么？生命要成熟。
Your life has to be matured.
第二，工作要摆得出来。
Secondly, you have to have work to show for it.
圣徒所行的义。
The righteous acts of the saints.
行义非常重要。
It's important to do your acts.
所以我想今天我就把这段话放在所有弟兄姊妹的面
前。So I just want to present this before you today.
这是有福与没有福，它的决定是在我们自己每一个人身上。
Whether you are blessed to attend or not, that decision is yours.
就着神的心意，他愿意我们都做五个聪明的什么童女。
In God's heart, He desires each one of us to be like the five wise virgins,
都有份于参加羔羊的婚宴，
who are able to go into the marriage feast of the Lamb.
这是耶稣自己说的，但是很可惜，
but unfortunately,
还有五个呢。
There are five foolish ones,
在门外，他没有资格参加。
Who are outside the door? They were not able to.
这并不是说他没有得救，他得救了。
It doesn't mean that they were not saved.
只是在婚宴的时候你缺席了。
But they were not invited to the marriage feast.
这个是很重要的问题，
That's an important question,
每一个都得好好想一想。
That each of us have to think about.
让我们在剩下不多的时间，
in the remaining days that we have,
我们能够振作起来，
We should stand up straight.
好好的追求。
And to pursue.
好好的侍奉。
And to serve.
就是两条东两个内容。
Two things.
第一，生命。
Your life.
服侍。
And your service.
祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你实在是爱我们的主。
You are a God who loves us.
你爱我们到一个地步，把你自己的生命都摆上。
You loves us so much that you gave your life for us.
你用你自己的宝血与生命来拯救我们，脱离罪与死的捆绑。
You saved us from the bondage of sin and death with your life and your blood.